Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Jeremiah Noise.
This podcast is created by artificial intelligence. We're all machine. Every day, a new episode is generated. Happy drifting.
"My feelings have no say in the matter," she said. "It is the duty of the father to teach his son the moral virtues." Then the old man replied, "But if you do not desire to get married, still it is better that you should learn these things." At that time, the great sages of ancient times, as well as the men of the present time, used to form themselves into a class and study the moral virtues. So the old man said to his son, "Learn from us the four virtues, piety, righteousness, filial piety, and loyalty." The son was desirous to learn the four virtues, so he said, "I will learn them." The old man said, "In the morning, when you rise, put on your sandalwood breastplate, and go out into the garden." The son did so. The old man said, "Now, when you go out, do not be seen by anyone, but take a plane tree leaf and with it, wipe your face, and then you may return home." The son did so. The old man said, "When you return home, remove your breastplate, spread your mat, and seat yourself thereon." The son did so. The old man said, "Do not rise until I come to you." The son did so. The old man said, "Do not go out again until I come to you." The son did so. The old man said, "When I come to you, sit up straight and upright, and do not speak." The son did so. The old man said, "In this manner, you must live until I come to you again." The son did so. The old man said, "When you go forth, do not be seen by anyone, but take a lotus leaf and with it, wipe your face, and then you may return home." The son did so. The old man said, "When you return home, remove your breastplate, spread your mat, and seat yourself on it." The son did so. The old man said, "Do not rise again until I come to you." The son did so. The old man said, "When I come to you, sit up straight and erect, and do not speak." The son did so. The old man said, "In this manner, you must live until I come to you again." The son did so. The old man said, "When you go forth, do not be seen by anyone, but take a lotus leaf and with it, wipe your face, and then you may return home." The son did so. The old man said, "When you return home, remove your breastplate, spread your mat, and seat yourself on it." The son did so. The old man said, "Do not rise again until I come to you." The son did so. The old man said, "When I come to you, sit up straight and erect, and do not speak." The son did so. The old man said, "In this manner, you must live until I come to you again." The son did so. When the old man had returned, he said, "This is the manner of life which you should follow." The son said, "Very well, I will do so." The old man said, "But after 3 years have passed, you will marry." The son said, "Very well, I will do so." About the end of the third year, when the son was going out, the old man said to him, "Your breastplate has fallen off, and your mat has become worn out." The son said, "Very well." The old man said, "If you wish to take a wife, it is right that you should get married." The son said, "Very well." The old man said, "But your breastplate has fallen off, your mat is worn out, and you are not fit to be a husband." The son said, "Very well." The old man said, "It is not proper for you to take a wife." The son said, "Very well." The old man said, "But as you have a mat, why do you not make a mat cage for a wife?" The son said, "Very well." The old man said, "Then you will be able to get a wife." The son said, "Very well." Now, when the son had become a husband, he used to go out and do as he had done when he was a mere child. At that time, his wife fell sick, and the son was desirous to bring her home, but as he wished to do so, he did not know how to make a mat cage for her. He went and asked his wife, "What is the matter with you?" She answered, "My head is oppressed." The son said, "What is the matter with your head?" She said, "The head of the husband of my mother, who is called by the name of the sweet-voiced bird, has entered my head." The son said, "Very well." The son then said to his wife, "Now, let us go home." She replied, "I cannot go home." The son said, "Why cannot you go home?" She answered, "It is not right for me to go home." The son said, "Why is it not right?" She said, "For 10 days, I have been shut up in the house." The son said, "It is right that you should go home." She replied, "It is not right for me to go home." The son said, "Why is it not right?" She answered, "When I was shut up in the house, I was not able to come forth." The son said, "It is right that you should go home." She said, "It is not right for me to go home." The son said, "Then you will never die." The wife said, "The golden-winged bird will never die." The son said, "It is right that you should go home." She said, "It is not right for me to go home." The son said, "What is the matter with you?" She answered, "It is not right for me to go home." The son said, "Why is it not right?" She answered, "When I went out for the first time to make a mat cage for the husband, I fell down into a well." The son said, "It is right that you should go home." She said, "It is not right for me to go home." The son said, "Then you will never die." She answered, "The golden-winged bird will never die." The son said, "It is right that you should go home." She said, "It is not right for me to go home." The son said, "What is the matter with you?" She answered, "I am not able to get up." The son said, "Then you have a disease." She answered, "We are brothers of a brotherless one, and the disease of a brotherless one is the disease of an only son." The son said, "It is right that you should go home." She said, "It is not right for me to go home." The son said, "How is it that you do not die?" She answered, "Because I have a mat." The son said, "It is not right for you to die." She said, "But I cannot get up." The son said, "It is not right that you should die." She said, "It is not right for me to go home." The son said, "How can it be that you do not die?" She said, "The mat is worn out." The son said, "It is not right that you should die." She said, "It is not right for me to go home." The son said, "How can it be that you do not die?" She answered, "Because the husband of my mother is called the sweet-voiced bird." The son said, "It is right that you should go home." She said, "It is not right for me to go home." The son said, "How can it be that you do not die?" She said, "It is not right for me to go home." The son said, "But I have no mat." She said, "I have a mat." The son said, "It is not right for you to die." She said, "It is not right for me to go home." The son said, "Then you will never die." The wife answered, "The sweet-voiced bird will never die."
Kiranaja Noise generated the text in this show, part with GPT-3, OpenAI's large-scale language generation model. Upon generating draft language, Kiranaja Noise reviewed, edited, and revised the language to their own liking and takes ultimate responsibility for the content of this podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.